Feel good.
With Pam Sidhu.
On your Subrus.
Now, my next guest is a singer, songwriter, record producer, voiceover artist, and actor. He's well known in the Bollywood industry as being the Prince of Romance. Now he's going to the global market. So welcome, Arman Malik.
Hello, Hi, Pam. Arman. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. All the better for speaking to you today.
I'm glad to be speaking to you as well. I really miss the UK, so I'm glad that, you know, we are talking and I can reach out to my fans there.
Oh, definitely. Well, you have a lot of fans here who want to hear all about what you're up to. You know, you're releasing new music. I'm so excited, you know, to talk about some of the music that you're releasing right now, especially the fact that you seem to have stepped into a new genre, a genre that us as British Asians can really relate to, because your latest track is in English, right?
Yes, it is. And it's really something that I've always wanted to do since I was a teenager. So I'm glad that I'm actually living my dream of doing some English pop that, you know, people really didn't expect a Bollywood singer to kind of get into this whole zone. But I'm super happy that I've been able to kind of do my own thing and get so much love for it as well. So yeah, I'm excited to talk to you all about it.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we are excited as well, because growing up here in the UK, I mean, I was born here in the UK. So many of our listeners that are listening right now were as well. You know, we've listened to both genres. So we listen to our Desi music and we listen to our English music. So the fact that there's one of our own now coming out of India, stepping into this global market, you know, as a pop singer, is just phenomenal. So your latest track is called Echo. Tell us about it.
Well, this is my fourth English single. The first one was Control, which was released in 2020 on 20th of March. I remember that date very clearly because it was a very special one. So after Control, I released like two songs, and then I waited for a bit and then put this one out. So Echo is my fourth song in English, and it's also my first international collaboration. I haven't actually ever collaborated with artists from outside of India. So I'm really glad that I'm, you know, doing a song with a Korean artist and an Indian American DJ. So Eric and Kashmir are the two artists that are on board with me for Echo. And Echo is actually a very special song for me. I believe it's more than a song. It's actually, it's a movement in a way. I feel three Asians coming from different corners of the world together during the month of May, which is celebrated as Asian Heritage Month in the US and in many parts of the world. I think it's a very strong statement out there for the world to sit up and take notice of Asians and all of us, what we're doing and the kind of work we're putting out. So it's really something that I believe is a big step ahead for the culture and for all the Asians around the world. The song itself is very exciting for me. It's three very different worlds, K-pop, Indian pop, and EDM coming together. It's a lethal combination, to be honest. And I feel like there's no other track that actually does that. These three worlds have never been combined, never thought of, no one ever thought of doing, putting all of these in the mix. So I'm really glad that it's a very unique project and song out there, and it's been getting a lot of love. We're already on 8 million views on YouTube, and we're also doing some amazing numbers on Spotify, and the kind of support that we've got. The three of us were featured on Times Square this past week, and it's been unreal, you know, to see the kind of love and support that all of us are getting for it. And me being an Indian singer, kind of doing something that I don't think people from our country have ever, you know, tried to do or tried to create a path like this. So I'm really excited to be at the center of this.
That's wonderful. Well, we are equally as excited for you. As I mentioned, you know, this is the first time that somebody who is so established in, you know, the industry in India, in Bollywood, is now, you know, stepping out into global pop. You know, this hasn't been done before. As you're saying, you know, the worlds have collided, and it's the, you know, it's the, your first international collaboration. Tell us, how did that happen? How did you actually hook up with people, you know, with Kashmir in America? And how did that happen?
Since the past 2 years, 2.5 years, I've been traveling to London, to LA, and I've been doing songwriting sessions. I've been, you know, exploring the whole Western pop side of mine. And through that process, I've been able to meet some amazing producers and songwriters. And on one of my trips, when I was shooting the music video of my debut single, Control, I happened to meet Niles, whose stage name is Kashmir. And we sat down for a bit, and he was playing me some unreleased music, and he played a small snippet, an idea of Echo. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, dude, I need to be on that track. I need to do something on it. So he was like, for sure, man, just record your vocals. So I literally recorded like a rough scratch thing at his home setup. And once that was in, I came back to India, and then obviously the pandemic happened for all of us, so we were all inside our homes, and I don't think we've been able to travel at all. So everything happened over the internet. Kashmir sent me files, and I recorded my portions and sent it back to him.
And this is what's amazing with modern technology. We can do this now, right? We don't need to be physically in the same room.
It's amazing how we can stay connected despite all the time difference and despite all the whole, you know, the pandemic situation. But it was so cool to connect with him and kind of sing this song. And then obviously there was an interaction on Twitter between me and Eric Nam. So Eric is a K-pop singer-songwriter, and he does his own thing in Korea and in LA. And he tweeted out saying that, you know, are there any cool Indian singers that you would like me to collaborate with? And a lot of my fans tagged me in that post. And I got to know about him. I researched a little bit about him, and I heard his songs. He was a pretty cool artist. He is a pretty cool artist. And then he tweeted out, I went by some of your suggestions, and I came across Arman Malik's music, and he's a dope artist. And then I kind of retweeted that and co-tweeted it and said, hey man, I really love your music, and we should definitely, you know, connect and do something together. So that was that. And then our teams got connected. And over the next few months, we were just literally like the song. We were going back and forth about song ideas.
They were echoing,
yeah, just exactly like the lyric. We were going back and forth like an echo. So we were exchanging mails and Zoom calls, and the one that we're doing right now is similar situation. So all of us were in that space, and I happened to have the song of Kashmir with me, and I had laid my vocals down, and I was like, you know, I've sung the first verse. I would love if, you know, on the second verse we got someone really cool. And Eric kind of just like came to my head, and it was just a shot in the dark. I was like, okay, I'm just going to send it to him. If he really likes it, he'll be on it. And if he doesn't, then we'll find another song, because we were thinking of doing a collaboration, but we hadn't locked in on a song. And I sent him Echo, and he heard it, and he was like, dude, this is awesome. I'm cutting my vocals and sending you the file.
He just knew that this was it. This was the magic track.
Honestly, you know, you can't force collaborations. If they are meant to happen, if they, you know, genuinely fit in together, that's when it happens. And
it naturally, I think, also,
it has to naturally flow. If you make it happen, it's never going to feel right. It's never going to feel organic. So Eric loved the song. He recorded his vocals. He did a little bit of additions and changed his parts a bit and sent it back. And I was a little nervous because we sang the song in different parts of the world, and we weren't coordinated. Usually for a collaboration, you're like, okay, I'm gonna sing this part, you're gonna do that part, and you know, we'll put it together. But here we sang the whole song, and then we left it to Kashmir to literally put it together. and like I was scared. Like, I was like, wait, what have we done? I hope it's not sounding like noise at the end of the song, at the end of the track, because we've sung so many lines. And obviously, Niles Kashmir, being the producer he is, he's a legendary guy. I mean, he's responsible for a lot of songs. Like the G6, have you heard that song?
Yes.
That's basically Kashmir's song when he was a part of a duo called the Cataracts. So I've been a fan of his, and he's an amazing producer. He put the whole track together so well, merged mine and Eric's vocals seamlessly. It seems like it was sung together in one studio.
That's what it sounds like. You know, you can't tell. You're telling us now how it's actually been recorded, what actually happened there. But when you
it literally happened like that. I was in Mumbai. Eric was in Korea, and Kashmir was in LA. So this song has been recorded in three different time zones, in three different parts of the world and continents. I have no clue how this happened, but it's magical.
I think this is what makes it so special. And they always say that three is the magic number, right? So the three of you coming together, you have created some real magic on this track. but who inspired you? You know, in terms of Western influence, you know, who inspired you? What made you think, you know what, I want to go for that global pop market. I want to be the singer coming out of India doing this.
Honestly, you know, I've been a fan of pop music, R&B music since I was 13 years old, 14 years old. And my brother handed me this iPod Nano filled with music, which was completely non-Indian. Everything, because I belong to a musical family. So we hear Bollywood music, Indian music all the time. So I really don't, you know, have a dearth of that at home. What I really needed was someone to kind of open this whole world of global music, international music for me. And my brother is responsible for introducing me to that whole world and handing me that iPod that I considered as my Bible, to be honest, because it kind of introduced me to artists like AC/DC, Michael Jackson, Bruno Mars, Chris Brown, all these guys who are doing some phenomenal pop R&B records in the West. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. Why haven't I heard this before? This kind of music is what I've always wanted to do. Because, you know, when you hear it and you gravitate towards it, you just instantly know this is meant for me. I know I can do this. And that's what I felt at that age. And obviously, being in India, the first thing that any singer does is try a hand at Bollywood, because that's the way that you get ahead. My dad also sat me down saying, English pop, not now. You can do it later. First, concentrate on Bollywood. And I kind of listened to everybody, and I was doing everything, you know, according to the Indian plan of things. But then in 2018, I kind of reached a point where I really hit a wall. I was like, you know, I'm not growing as an artist. I'm doing the same things. I'm singing for movies. I'm singing a bunch of songs in different languages in India, which is cool. I really love it. But what I've always wanted to do and wanted to be as a musical artist, I was not getting to be. And obviously, I have been seeing all these artists from the West that I'm really inspired from, and I want to do it. I want to be one of the first Indians to do this and get into the global pop market. I know it's a huge market to enter, and there are a million songs that are out there and a million artists out there. But I feel like, you know, me being me from India, having accomplished what I've done in the Bollywood industry, it kind of helped me to catapult myself into this whole sea of things.
Definitely. And you already have a huge international following. You know, we play here in the UK, we play your music a lot, right? So you already have your fan base here, you know, and we're connecting straight away to Echo. You know, we're connecting straight away to the music that you're releasing.
Because this is the music that you guys listen to. I mean, Bollywood is a part of your culture and what you've grown up with. Yeah. But I know that a lot of kids abroad who are NRIs and who are obviously going to colleges and schools, this is the kind of music their friends are listening to, jamming to. And that's what I wanted to connect. I wanted to connect with the kids all over the world listening to not only they love my Bollywood music, but then I should also give them this, that they're like, wow, this is so cool. And then they introduce me to their non-Indian friends and say, dude, this guy's from my country. I'm proud of him. That's what I want. I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted that our Indian artists should go global. And I think this is a step in that direction. I know it's going to be a long road, but I feel like the step has been taken and the path is clear for me, and I'm super excited with
the
everything.
Foot is on the gas and you're on your way. You know, it is happening now. I mean, we are so excited for you. And I would really like to give my thanks to you as well. Because of course it's been a very difficult year. It's you know, a very challenging time in terms of the pandemic. People are struggling. People have faced a lot of loss, a lot of bereavement. There's a loss of income. There's a lot that's gone on, you know.
Yeah.
And music is soul food. Music can help us change our state. Music can keep us going. And
for sure,
despite what is going on, you are continuing to release music for us. So, you know, a big thank you to you, because obviously I know that not everybody has been able to do that for whatever reason, but you are still there delivering. You know, you're still there.
This is so crazy you say that, because a few days back, I actually tweeted this, that I have a huge respect for all the musicians during this time who are putting together a song and having the courage to release it. It takes a lot of strength, you know, because we're going through so much, and especially India at this point is going through so much. I'm hearing dark news every day when I wake up, and I'm like, dude, how do I even get myself to pick up my guitar and make a piece of music? It's not going to happen. I'm hearing family members, friends passing away, and it's just so depressing at one point. It got to a point where I have no reaction to death anymore. It's so crazy in India. That's the situation that happened. And
and
I was like, okay, I need to force myself to do music, because if I don't do that, it's not going to be an escape for me.
Yeah.
I'm only going to be stuck to my phone, seeing all this crazy news, and not being able to get out of this whole dark zone. So I instantly channeled my energies towards music, and I think music saved me, and it's saving a lot of people right now, because more than even physical ailments, people are going through so much mental trauma right now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And not a lot of people speak about that. May is actually the month of mental health awareness. And I really want people to know that it's not been easy for anyone, even for people like me who are super confident and positive all the time. It's not been easy. I struggle to get out of my bed and think like, okay, this is what I want to do. A song like Echo, when it comes out, it's a blessing for me. It's such a happy moment for me, because so many people ask me, hey, when's your next song coming out? And I'm like, dude, what do I answer? I have no clue what to answer them, because they don't know what the struggle is to kind of get up and put a song together and release it. Because there are 100 people. There are 100 people attached to a song. It's not just you. It's the producers, there are writers, there are technicians, there's someone who's playing the guitar in your song, and you might want them, and they're not doing okay. They're in the hospital, or someone in their family is not doing it. And how do you put it together? I think it's just a blessing that I have. Even if I have like a few songs this year, I don't care. I'm just happy I've been able to put out music during the most toughest time of humanity.
Absolutely. And the thing is, it's through the darkness that we need to access the light and bring that light to people. And music is a great medium, a great way of doing that. And even for myself here at Sudbury Radio, you know, when we've been broadcasting through the pandemic, the amount of feedback that we get from people saying, you know what, you're keeping us going. And social isolation, you know, it's on the up, because people are, you know, in their homes, they might be isolated, you know, due to lockdowns. But
that's beautiful what you guys are doing.
Well, it's thanks to you. You know, it's thanks to people like yourself that are releasing music, that we're able to put out
like
new
music.
Like I said,
we're all connected. All of us are connected. If we don't do our thing, you don't do your thing, and then everyone. it's all of it is connected. So I'm glad that, you know, musicians have been able to put out songs. You guys have been able to be there for listeners. But props to you guys, because honestly, just apart from the songs, you guys speak to people on the radio, and that I think is very, because people are alone, you know, they want to listen to somebody, they want to talk to somebody. And I feel like you can be that friend and be that partner for someone on the radio through your voice. So a huge up to you for that.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know what, like you said, we all have a job to do, and we all have to, you know, stay strong through these hard times and deliver, you know, and thanks to people like yourself, we're able to put out the good music. Now, talking about good music, there's no stopping you. So, of course, we've been talking about Echo, but you've just released another new track as well, haven't you?
Yes.
Kya Kya Hai Tune with Palak Muchal. Tell us about that.
Oh, Kya Kiya Hai Tune is Arman Malik coming back right into his Prince of Romance tag. I've come back home after the world tour.
a virtual world tour.
Kya Kiya Hai Tune is an out and out romantic song. It's something that, you know, my listeners really look forward to listening from me. I'm glad I collaborated with Palak on this song, and my brother Amal, who's composed the track, and yes. Rashmi Virag, who's written the lyrics. You know, me, Amal, and Rashmi Virag have done Bol Do Na Zara, Main Rahu Ya Na Rahu. These are the kind of tracks we've done together. So it really is awesome to be back again with that team, and obviously get Palak into the fold and put out a song like Kya Kiya Hai Tune. It's from a show called Broken But Beautiful. It's the season 3 of that show. It features Siddharth Shukla and Sonia Rathi in the lead as actors. And I think it's a beautiful project. It's a beautiful song. I hope that people love it as much as we did while creating it. So I think the initial response has already been so amazing. Not a lot of Bollywood movies are coming out. Not a lot of Bollywood songs are coming out. So I feel like all the fans who've been waiting for some music to drop, this is like gold for them. So
totally. It's gold moment. Dust. It is gold dust. It's our soul food. So, you know, thank you for releasing the soul food for us. You know, like I mentioned, music, it changes our state. Even when we're going through the hard times, when we listen to a song, it can just, you know, put us in a different mental state. It can bring up that happiness in us. Sure. But tell us, what have you got coming next? What's coming up for you?
Well, there are a lot of projects that I have planned for myself. Obviously, all of them will depend on how the world is at the moment and how I'm able to put those out. But there are a lot of Hindi singles, just like Echo is an English single. I'm planning to put out more Hindi singles featuring me. Obviously, putting a music video together is a task right now, given the situation in India. But I'm figuring something out, and let's see, hopefully in a month or 2 months time, I'll be putting out those singles. Apart from that, there are a few collaborations, international collaborations that I'm really excited about. Echo was one of those collaborations. There are lots more coming. That's in the pipeline, and a lot of songs in different languages. I don't know if you know this, but I sing in like almost 10 or 11 languages. So my whole week is distributed as Monday is Telugu day, Tuesday is Hindi day, Wednesday is some Tamil song. So it's pretty cool. What I'm doing as an artist right now, it feels awesome to be able to dabble into all these different industries and give all my fans from different regions something to look forward to. So I'm super happy.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today here at Subverse Radio. We will be definitely back in touch with yourself. You know, every time you're releasing something new, as you mentioned, you've got a lot of international collaborations coming up. But for now, you know, we're enjoying Echo and we're enjoying Kya Kiya Hai Tune. So thank you so much, Arman, for talking to us today.
Thank you so much. Lots of love to Subverse Radio and all my fans and listeners out there. I love you guys, and when it's safe and you know, we all can travel, I'm going to come there and meet you guys and perform for you all. So I'm very excited to see you again.
Excellent. Well, make sure one of those cities that you come to is Leicester as well.
For sure. Leicester, I actually performed in Leicester in 2016. That was like, that's a distant memory now. But I can't wait to be back to the UK and, you know, come back to Leicester. I had some really hardcore fans in Leicester, so I can't wait to meet those guys and just you know, jam out to them with all my new songs and all the English pop releases. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to it. But thank you so much.
Thank you. Lots of love. Thank you.